Welcome back, everybody, to Omen Yomi. Today we are going to be doing Daf Nun Tesamad Aleph 59a, and we are on the top by the two dots on Nun Tesamad Aleph. And the Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us that there are many things that we say the Brach of Shekocho Begvoroso Malei Olam. And one of those things was the Aha Zvos on earthquakes. So ask the Gemara, my Zvos. So what are Zvos? I'm Rav Ketina Goa, so it's in earthquakes. Now we have a story related to an earthquake. Rav Ketina Havaka Azobo Orcha. So Rav Ketina was going on the road one time. Kimata Apiska Debe Ova Tamya. And one time he reached someone who's an Ov type of guy. So we know there's this concept in the Torah, Ov Yidoni. So Ov is someone who uses the bones of dead people to try to tell the future, something which is usur in our religion. So we ran into this type of person, Gana Goha, and suddenly this the world shuddered and shake and shook, and it was like an earthquake. Amar, sort of Katina said, "Mi yada uva tamya haigova mahu." So does this guy, this Ov guy, does this bone magician, does he know why such earthquakes come? So Ramalei Kala. So the this Ov guy said, "Katina, Katina, amai lo yadana." Katina, why would I not know this? B'shasha Kadosh Baruch Hu zocher espanav, when Hashem remembers His children, Jishriyim etar binu mosolam, that they're struggling and they're suffering amongst the nations of the world. Morid shtei dmos liam hagadol. So he cries two tears into the great sea. The kol nishma misof ha'olam yad sofo, and his voice and this sound is heard from the entire world, and therefore an earthquake. Shom mahinu gohan. This is what an earthquake is. So Amar of Katina, said back, "Ova tamya kadiv hu umile kadivin." This guy is a fraud. He's a liar. He has no idea what he's talking about, and everything he says is a lie. Ihachi. So if so, if he was really right, goha goha mi bailei. If it was really two tears that he cried, then there should be two earthquakes. So we tried to erase the logic of this Ov guy, of this magician. So now the Gemara comments on this rejection that Rav Ketina had for Lohi, but really Rav Ketina was not fully right, because goha goha of it, because really there were two earthquakes. So if Rav Ketina is making this whole scene because there were not two earthquakes, oh, this guy's totally wrong, so why did he not just acknowledge that he was wrong? The reason why he made such a strong scene is because this guy is a bad guy. This is not a guy that we want people interacting with. So he wanted to go and discredit him so that way people wouldn't go ahead and follow him in any capacity. Even though in this situation, maybe what he said made a little bit of sense. We don't want anyone interacting with this guy. Rav Ketina Didei Amar. So Rav Ketina has a different explanation as to what makes earthquakes come. He said, Sofei Kapov Shinemar. So it's when God claps his hand. How do we know this? Shinemar v'gam ani akeh kapi al kapi v'ani chosi chamasi. We know from the Pasuk. Rabbi Nassan has a different explanation as to what an earthquake is. He says, Anacha misaneach. It's when Hashem emits some sort of sigh. Shinemar, how do we know this? V'ani chosi chamasi bam v'hinechamti. So that's what an earthquake is. Rabbanan gives a different explanation. Rabbanan amrei boed barakia. Shinemar, that really what it is, it's when Hashem kicks in the sky, as we know from the found that pasuk. Now says the Gemara another explanation to what an earthquake is. It's when Hashem pushes His feet under the kisei hakavod, His throne, as it says. We see that Hashem has a throne and the earth is His footstool, so that could be what it's referring to. Fine. And a bunch of different sheets as to what an earthquake is. But now the Gemara goes to the next part of the Mishnah, which is Val Hare Amim, which was on thunder. He said, "You make a bracha shikochobik verosamay le'alam." So my Amim. So what's this Amim? Amar Shmuel Anane Begalgula. That the way that thunder is created is when clouds collide. That's what thunder is. Shenemar Kol Ramcha Begalgal Heiru Barakim Tevo Ragza Vatirash. Rabbanan and Amir Rabbanan have a different explanation as to what thunder is. Anane Deshavchei Mayel Hadadi. It's when clouds are sloshing water into each other. How do we know this? Shenemar l'kol tito hamon mayim bashamayim. Rav Acha bar Yaakov has a different explanation as to what thunder is. He says, Barka takifa debarik ba'anana. So it's when there's a big lightning bolt that comes and strikes a cloud, umisabar gizize debarza, and it shatters a piece of hail. That's a different explanation as to what thunder is. Rav Ashi says, Anane chal chule mechal chale. So he says it's where there are hollow clouds, and there's a wind that comes and blows by the opening of it, and therefore thunder comes from that. And it's similar to when you have like an empty barrel and there's a big wind and it makes a sound when it hits the top of the barrel. And the real reason seems to be like Rav Acha bar Yaakov, who again said that it's when a powerful lightning bolt strikes this cloud and and shatters into the hail, whatever it may be. How do we know that it's like Ravacha Reyakov? Divarach Barco Maname Anane Vasi Mitra. Because what happens normally is lightning flashes, then the clouds shake and there's a thunder and then rain comes. So it makes sense to say that it would go like it. So obviously there's a lot more to this discussion. It's a deeper thing. A lot of the Rishonim point out that this is more of metaphors and how exactly we're supposed to understand everything. But we'll take it as it is right now. So now the Mishnah went on and said, Vyaha Ruchos, on the winds. It also says, Shekacho Begorosom Elom. So my Ruchos, what's it referring to when it says winds? On a soft breeze, you're going to go ahead and make a bracha. So Rabbi Zafa. So Rabbi says that it's talking about some extremely strong wind, like something like a tornado or a hurricane or something like that. Yom Rabbi, and Rabbi says, Gemirei Dezafa Bolele Ohave. We have some sort of tradition that this type of hurricane will not occur at night. Oh, I asked the Gemara Bahaka Chazin and the Havai, but we've seen situations where they do come at night. So for instance, we're no Hahudat Hule Biyamamano. Those situations where it's happening at night, it's where it started during the day, so that's how it's happening at night. Yom Rabbi, and Rabbi says, Gemirei Dezafa Tarke Shai Lokai. We have also a tradition that this type of hurricane will not last for 2 hours. But we've seen situations where it has lasted more than hours, so how can we explain that? No, it's a situation where there's a pause in between, so it was never 2 hours consecutive. Now says the Gemara, based on the next part of the Mishnah, on lightning, what do we say? So my brachim, what's brachim? Amarava barka, it's referring to lightning. Yamarava, and Rava also says, there are certain things which are just bad signs. Barka yichida'a ubar. So one time, if it's just a single thing of lightning, or if it's white lightning or yellow lightning, or if there are clouds that are going to the western part of the sky and then come around from the southern star part of the sky, and two clouds which go into the face of each other, kulyan, kuhu, kashan. These are all bad signs, but we're going to have to see what's the difference. Who cares if it's a bad sign? So Gemara, my nafkamina, what's the difference? What are we telling this for? Let me buy your achame. So the answer is the Gemara. It's to make sure that we know that we need to go ahead and daven extra on those days to make sure Hashem has extra mercy on us, because this is not something which looks like a good sign. All of these signs are bad if you see them at night, but if you see them during the day, they mean nothing. Now says the Gemara, Amarav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzlak, Hane anani ditzafra lesbuhu mashasha deksiv v'chastachem ka'anan boker. When you see morning clouds, it doesn't really mean anything, and it can't be an omen for what the day is going to bring. Amarav Rav Pava Abaye, but Rav Pava says to Abaye, ha amrei inche, people say, kad miftach bavave mitra, Bar Chamara Moch Shakich Sakich Ugni. But people say that if rain falls and there's tons of produce out, because rain creates good situations for the farmers, if there's the gates of rain are open, then someone who's the drunk donkey driver who goes and sells produce, so they should just go back to sleep. They shouldn't even bother going out that night. So this seems to be a bad omen. It does seem to be something. It does seem to mean something. If you see this in the morning, this person's told to go back to sleep and don't even bother going to work. So what's the answer? Lokasha hadekatar be'eva hadekatar ba'anane. So no, when we're saying that morning rains are beneficial, that's referring to a sky that had majorly thick clouds. But when we said that they're irrelevant, so that's when it was like borderline clouds where they're not really going to mean anything. So again, why would it be a bad sign though for these camel drivers? Because when everyone has rain and produce, so to sell them, it's not going to be a good time. You're not going to make any money. So that's something you'd want to avoid. So it depends what type of clouds and rain you see in the morning. Now says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Alexandri, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Lo nevrura amim el lifshpot. Lifshot al mumis shabalev shenamar ha'alokim asa shiru milafanav. So Rabbi Alexandri says in the name of Rabbi Shulman Levi that thunder was only created to straighten out the crookedness in our heart, meaning it's there to scare us a little bit, because it's there to put us back in our place to remind us that Hashem is in charge. Rabbi Alexandri, Rabbi Shulman Levi, another statement from Haroi es hakeshes be'anan tarkshi po'a panav shenamar kamarei hakeshes asher yeh be'anan v'gomer. So someone who sees a rainbow amongst the clouds, he should go and bow down in front of this and acknowledge that Hashem is the one that's in charge. Meaning you should bend in tefillah, you should bend in humility. As the pasuk tells us, Gemara Akesh Asher Yebeanan, Vigomar Varebev Po Al Panai. Says the Gemara, Laid Alab Marava. In Eretz Yisrael, they hated this practice. Mishum Demechse Kamanda Sagid Lakashta, because it sounds like they're bowing down to the rainbow, and that's certainly not something that we endorse. So they should stay away from this. But, Aval Bruche Vada Mevarach, but they would still make a bracha on this rainbow. So my Mevarach, what was the bracha on the rainbow? Baruch Zocher HaBris. That's the bracha they would make, Zocher HaBris. Masi Santana, Rabbi Yishmael Benosha, Rabbi Yochanan Memeroka, Omer Neman Bebrisha Vakayim Mamaro. So they added a little more to the bracha. They said, Neman Bebrisha Vakayim Mamaro. Amar of Papa, Papa puts it all together. He says, Hilkach Nem Rinu Latarvayo. Therefore, we're going to have both elements of the bracha. We're going to say, Baruch Zocher HaBris, Neman Bebrisha Vakayim Mamaro. And that's what we do when we see a rainbow nowadays. Now, the Mishnah then went on to tell us, Al Haharim, Al Hagvos, on mountains and valleys, on other things, seas, rivers, deserts, we say a different bracha of Ose Maase Bereshis. So ask the Gemara, pretty basic question. Ato Kohani Dama Nat Hashtalav Maase Bereshis, Ninhu. Maase Bereshis just means that these are works of creation. So everything else we've seen until now, thunder, lightning, all this other stuff, that's not an Ose Maase Bereshis, not a work of creation. But we see in other places that they are considered works of creation. So how are we supposed to call it? Not so. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Kruch Utane. No, really what it means is that the Mishnah is saying that for every one of these situations, for every time we see anything, you need to make both brachos. You need to make Shekachol B'Gvoros HaMalayom, and you need to say Osei Maase Bereshis. Says Rava, Rava Amar, Hasam Mevarech Tarti. You know what the Mishnah was saying is that everything we've mentioned until now, you say both. Baruch Shekachol Malayolam Osei Maase Bereshis. You say both of those brachos. But Hacha, all of these things that we're about to mention that the Mishnah said is Osei Maase Bereshis, like mountains, valleys, and those other things, Osei Maase Bereshis Ika Shekachol Malayolam Leka. That's only going to have the bracha of Osei Maase Bereshis. Now, there's a very important tosis over here. Rava says, if you look, Rava Amar, he says, Perish Omer Ohai Ohai Iza Shiyirtse. That when it says that you made both brachos, as Rava pointed out, for the first set of things, so it's not really meaning both. It means that you could make either one you want. Very strange halacha that you have a choice of which one you'd want to make. Interesting. So now says the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Haroe Rakia Vitarasa Omer Baruch Osei Bereshis. So if someone sees the sky in a very clear sky, so you should make a bracha Baruch Osei Bereshis. So what's considered a clear sky? So Omer Abaye, Abaye says, Ki Asa Mitra Kulei Lelia. So if someone sees it's raining the entire night, but Safra Asa Istana Umegalia Lulishmaya. And then in the morning you see that there's winds and it clears up the whole sky. That's what it's talking about. That's when you'd make the bracha. Pulli Raf and Rapapa Amar Chista. And this goes against the Shita Raf and Rapapa in the name of Rav Chista. Damar Raf and Rapapa Amar Chista. Yom Shachar Beis HaMikdash Shol Neres Rakia B'Taharasa. From the day that Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we never saw such a clear sky. Shenemar Al Bishamayim Kadrus V'Sak Asim Ksusam. So we again discussed many of these brachos of Shekachol B'Gvorosam La'Olam and Osei Maase Bereshis. We paskin with thunder, you make Shekachol B'Gvorosam La'Olam, lightning, Osei Maase Bereshis, rainbow, we mentioned the bracha on rainbow, and all other situations, we get to see that there is a bracha. This is Daf Nun Tes Aman Aleph. Have a wonderful day.